Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. And with me today, I have Ms. Elaine Stem, former Sergeant Major. And she's with me today on my endeavor to make people aware of what we have available in Carroll County for veterans. Presently, I know we have, if you look at the census, there's 10,800 veterans that are reported on the census. However, the American Legion tells us it's 14,000. So there's a lot of veterans we haven't reached or we don't know about out there. But Elaine, welcome and thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me to speak out to all those veterans out there. I am Sergeant Major Elaine May Stem from the Tawnytown area, Carroll County. I am retired 30 years with the Marine Corps. I belong to the American Legion Post 31 in Westminster, and I also am a Women Marine Association, the VFW, and Catholic War Veterans. So it's all about doing things for veterans, and that's what we're trying to do with the Carroll County Veterans Advisory Council, is do things for veterans.
As I said, at the Veterans Advisory Council that you've been a part of, I guess, since the beginning of it, that I wanted to get the word out over this next year, what we have available to veterans in Carroll County. And you've been a big part of everything involved with the veterans since the Advisory Council was formed. And I think was it 2012 started, and, you know, Mad Dog Seder was a big part of that, getting help for veterans and navigating the VA system. So that's all been a part of this. But I want to invite you today specifically to talk a little bit about some of your organizations you're involved in. And let's start with Post 31 in Westminster. Can you give me a little bit of background on it?
Well, Post 31 is trying to reach out to all the veterans out there the best way we can. And I think everybody should join the American Legion, because you don't know about all the benefits that are available to you until you join. And it's been more and more because it's getting better. And we do have an event coming up July 19th, which I am in charge of putting on blood drives for the American Legion. And they will also support by giving blood to veterans. So if anybody would like to give blood, that's what we're doing. We're trying to reach out to the veterans by having events and stuff like that. Of course, the county is having an event coming up, which is the Seniors on the Go, which is an event that a lot of veterans attend. And we have our booth over there, American Legion, and all the veterans organization, and the advisory council is going to have one there. So please come up to our stand and get any kind of information that you can.
Now, just a little bit of clarification. Post 31 phone number is 410-857-7953. If you think you would like to join or just find out more about what the American Legion does, please call 410-857-7953 and reach out and ask if, you know, maybe a visit, see what's going on there. Now, the American Legion does a lot for veterans, starting in 1919 after World War I, and they have been big part of getting veterans the services that they earned, and fighting with Congress to protect those veterans' benefits for the VA hospitals, the training programs, all the type activities available. Also, you know, they worked with the GI Bill to get that passed. The American Legion does a lot to help support people who have served their country. And I've been involved here in the last 7 years, actually, with the veterans programs and the Veterans Advisory Council. And both Commissioner Ed Rothstein and I serve as ex officio on that board. The only board we have two commissioners serve on is ex officios, but we both believe it's so important to the people of Carroll County that they know what is going on in the county and to help veterans get the services that they have deserved. Now, you mentioned the blood drive. That's just one activity I know the Legion does. I think most Legions get involved in the blood drive. One of the things I think people don't know, they actually led the charge for establishing the official retirement ceremonies for the American flag, which to some people, I think, means everything and some doesn't mean much. But they also help defining what is appropriate for the flag, and that you don't throw the flag on the ground or disrespect the flag in any way. So, I mean, the American Legion has been involved politically. They've been involved in ways to help veterans get the services they desire. So.
And there is another program which reminds me, if any veteran would like to go back to college, our American Legion donates money to the Carroll Community College. And it's for anyone that would like to go to college, and they will get a lot of help and assistance there. That's another good one.
And they have their own veterans room or a veterans group at
right,
the community
exactly
college.
They do, yes.
And some of these younger veterans from some of the later wars are at the community college willing to help other veterans get established. And that's great. You know, this all comes together. But the American Legion has been doing this for years. We started the Veterans Advisory Council in Carroll County. They all tie together. We all work together for the same purpose. Helping the veterans get the services they need. And that may be just retooling or getting housing. I know one major focus is there will not be a homeless veteran in Carroll County. That has been a message that I think has been sent out loud and clear. And if we find one, they are dealt with immediately. And whether it's the American Legion, the VFW, the Advisory Council, somebody rises up to help somebody get the services they need and have earned at this point.
I was talking to a man yesterday, and he didn't know he had a father that was a Vietnam veteran, and he didn't know that he could join as a SAL, which means a son of a Legionnaire. So anybody that has a grandparent or a father that was in the service, they can do that. He did not know that. So I have a member coming in that's going to be a son of a Legionnaire, SAL.
You know, these are all programs people, unless you're involved in, sometimes you don't know about. That's why you have to call or talk to a Legion member of what's available. And, you know, they run a full kitchen. People go in anywhere usually from, I think, noon to 8 or 9. And, you know, there's food, fellowship, and all kind of activities going on. You're not required to do anything, but you volunteer. Not quite the military type of volunteering, but you can volunteer to be on any of the committees and help out for other veterans in activities. And they do a lot of community outreach for scholarships, for Boys State, Girl Scout, those type programs all run through, well, the Maryland American Legion, but all the local legions help with that. We have 5 legions in Carroll County. American Legion. So I wanted to focus more on 31. But also, Lane, you are also a member of the Women Marines and the Catholic War Veterans.
Yes, sir. The Catholic War Veterans is one I just recently joined because we're trying to get more members. And that's all you have to be as a Catholic and a veteran to belong. I am on that committee. And actually, I'm on the governor's Maryland Veterans Commission, which means I'm a commissioner. And all that means is when the governor can't go to a veteran event, someone will go and say a proclamation in his respect. So I do that. And you meet other veterans, things like that. And I try to tell people, you got to register in the VA. And I can't tell you how many people that we meet that haven't even registered. And the sooner you do it, because I just had a first sergeant, he can't walk anymore and needs an electric chair. Well, when I go through the organizations that we have to get him something like that, because he did it at a later time in his life, it's harder to do that. But if they do it early enough in their time when they need it, if you don't need it now, you will need some assistance is what I'm saying.
Yes, if you register with the VA, and we have 3 service officers to help you get registered, it takes about 2 weeks. And to get that DD-214 sometimes can be hectic. Our service officers are able to do that very quickly and get people into the system. You may not need anything now, but eventually you may. And that was a good point you made. So if you get registered, call me, 443-952-0030. I'll help you get in with a service officer and get some of the benefits that you've earned, or at least get into the VA. You may never want to use a benefit, but it's there anytime you're going to need it. I can't say enough. Elaine hit the nail on the head here. You talk to people, they served. They have no clue what they're eligible for or what the VA will provide for them. And, you know, we have 3 shuttle buses that pick up a veteran at their home, take them to a VA hospital, wait for them, and bring them home. Open to any veteran free of charge. Please never pay for veteran services. They are provided free. We have some organizations that try to have people say, you know, for $500, we'll get you through the services. We do it in the county for nothing. And all the American Legions help out with that. So, I mean, it's not anything that somebody should have to pay for. It's free services. So, Elaine, anything you want to make comment on? Or?
Well, I'm just saying how important it is to stand up and look after yourself, because nobody else is going to come out and find you. You got to find us to get the information that you can get any assistance with.
Well, I will say that if when you run across some of these veterans, such as Elaine Stem, you are running across some fantastic people, and people who have put the time in, have really served their country, and now willing to help others that are serving their country. And I want to thank you for what you've done in Carroll County, what you're doing with the governor's office, and what you're doing with everything for veterans in Carroll County. And if you're a veteran, please get into the VA, get signed up. You may never need the service, but get signed up in case you do. So this is Commissioner Richard Weaver in District 2 signing off, and have a great week. Thank you.